Yes, hello.
Good afternoon. May I speak with Philip Dixon?
Yeah, how you doing? I was trying to answer y'all earlier. They kept calling me. I don't know. I called y'all back. I don't know.
Yeah, this is Valeria from Family First. How are you today?
I'm okay.
I'm glad to hear you. So I want to confirm with you if you started today with the patient Sydney.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I will help you to set up the app, and I will follow up services these few days to make sure that everything is going well, okay?
Yeah, well, I just came from a different company, so yeah, because I already have a login, but I guess y'all got to put your name on a HHA or whatever.
Do you have the HHA Exchange app?
Yes, that's who I clock in with already at my previous
company. In the
company.
Previous A company. Okay, that's better. That will be easier for us. Just give me 1 second to open your profile. I have the patient's profile here. In that case, are you able to log in now, please, and look for the mobile ID number?
Yeah, I gave it to the lady earlier, Dina, or whatever.
Dina.
Okay.
Okay, I see it here, 521. Okay, let me just add the patient in the calendar. Just add it. Okay, so you will be working from 9 to 9, correct?
Yeah, for now. I'm going to switch my hours once I get another caregiver here. So, yeah, 9 to 9 is cool.
Okay, okay. But so as of tomorrow, please clock in and clock out using the app. I will send you the link for you to fill it out a timesheet for today so I can make sure that you will be paid for the shift, okay?
Okay.
Can I send you the link by text message?
Yeah, you can send it by text message.
Okay,
at this company, let me ask you a question. What's the most hours you can work at a day at this company? Because I don't have another caregiver here, and I'm, like, stuck doing everything. What is the most hours I can work per day for y'all?
16 hours per day.
Is it
yes.
Is it possible I can do that until I get someone else?
Yes, you can work 16 hours per day, no more than that, in order to, you know, because you're supposed to, you know, to rest.
Yeah, I know, but they don't have another person yet, so the other company was saying maybe I can pick up those hours. Like, I can, because my mom, you know, her sister come here and help, but I'm stuck here for 16 hours, so I even had to stop working my job to do this. So for me to get the money I normally make for, like, do you have to get another authorization from Keystone for that, or no? Because I can reach out to Keystone, too.
Yes, we need a different authorization with the, I mean, if the patient has an increase.
No, I have 24-hour care. Listen, I have 24-hour care for my mother. But I have another agent. Please, give me 1 second. So the other agency that comes for 12 hours, the lady's no longer here. So I'm stuck covering more hours right now. So I just wanted to know, you know, what can I do? Like, who, like, you know what I mean?
Understood. The thing is that with us, the patient only has 84 hours.
Right, because that's what I told them. That's what I told them to give y'all, because I had someone here for 12 hours. Now I don't have anyone for 12 hours. They probably only send me someone for 8 from the old company. So what do I do in that situation?
I mean, you can, it doesn't depend on us, but you can do 16 hours per day, but for, you are allowed to do 16 hours for 5 days a week.
Okay, so.
And then that's 16 hours for 5 days. That's 80 hours, and so you have 4 hours to complete.
Oh, no. That's not what I was talking about. Yeah, but I was talking about, can I do my normal 7 days a week at 16 hours? But if I want to do that, I have to reach back out to Keystone and get her coordinator to update the hours. Am I correct?
Correct, yes.
All right, so, yeah, just keep me at 84 hours right now. I'll call Kate today.
Yeah.
I'll call her. And then I'll call y'all back once they send y'all authorization for those hours, 16 hours a day. Because y'all only authorized for 12 hours a day for 7 days a week, correct?
Correct. We need, like, a letter from Kingston first in the authorization in the system. Yeah, we need it.
Okay. All right, all right. I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
So then it would be 40 hours regular and then 44 hours at overtime, time and a half, right?
Overtime, correct. Time and a half, yes.
Even if I get the 16 hours, it would still be the same thing, right?
It was still the same, yes.
Okay. All right. Let me reach out to Kate.
Okay. Okay. Please keep me posted. Okay. We'll
now with the app, so I can log in tomorrow. Is my name, everything in the app updated? You want me to check?
Yes, you can check now if you can see Family First and Sydney's name.
Okay. Yep. Hold on 1 second.
I will stay here. Don't worry.
Yeah, I see it say Family First.
Correct. That's our agency.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the agency. Give me 1 second, Mom. Give 1 second. Hold on. Hello?
I'm still here, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I see it inside the app now. So do I just check y'all's? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, I said inside the app, I see your name in my previous one. You want me to check your name?
If you see our, you can click on fashion care, yes, and let me know if you see the patient's name and the hour.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Now, where would I see me? Oh, okay, hold on. Yeah. Okay. You mean, so what do I push? Patient like that?
Yes. Click on patient's name, and you will see the hours from 9 p.m.
Yeah, I see her. Yeah. I see her name in there.
Yeah. You can check out for today so I can check tomorrow if you can, or just clock in tomorrow.
All right. That's cool.
Okay.
That's cool. Now, do you have a number? Are you HR or are you, like, payroll, or what do you do? So, how can I reach back out to you once I talk to Keystone?
I'm admissions representative. I'm the one in charge. I train the caregivers about the app, and I handle payroll.
Okay,
but
so
far,
who
I'm the
contact
person of the agency. Any question you may have, you can let me know, and I can assist you, or I can refer to you to the department in charge.
All right, now, so Who would I reach out to about getting my hours bumped up?
In this case,
after I talk to Keystone, who do I talk to?
That should be. Give me 1 second so I can see my list. You can reach out, Melissa. Did you spoke with Melissa previously?
No. What's her extension? What's her number?
Okay. You can call to our main number. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
267-551-7400.
Okay. And what is her position?
She is supervisor and admission.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I can
all
give
right.
you her extension also. It's 130.
Okay. And your name is again? Your
Valeria.
Agency? Okay. Okay. And you have an extension too?
Yes. It's 130. 136, sorry.
Okay. All right. And what about HR or like a payroll? Like if I needed like a timesheet because I forgot to clock in, who would I reach out to get a link? Or
to
can
me.
I always use the same link?
To me. I'm the one in charge of the app and payroll.
Okay, so
you,
I'll just keep...
You can reach out to me.
Okay. And then you'll send me a link? Now,
yes, I just did it.
Oh, so I can. So now I don't have to get a new link from you. Like if I ever forget, I don't have to get a new link. I can just fill out the link that you're sending me.
Correct.
Or I
got
to get a new
link
anytime I need to.
You can use always the same links because it never expires. Yeah. Remember that timesheets should be sent by Monday noon.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Malaria.
Oh, you're welcome. So just to let you know, in case the patient is hospitalized, you should report to the agency, okay, as soon as possible.
Oh, I know, yeah. This ain't my first agency, I understand.
Okay, perfect. Good to know that.
Okay,
Philip. Do you have any other question?
No, so you said just clock out today, though, and just finish the timesheet for this morning.
Correct. Right. You can fill out the timesheet for today and also clock out so I can make sure tomorrow early that the app is working and clock in and clock out.
Oh, who do I, so I don't have to screenshot or text the link. Once I fill it out, you'll get it, right? Or do I have to email it or text it somewhere?
I receive it in the system immediately once you become submitted.
Nice. That's cool.
The timesheet. Request for you to write the patient Medicaid ID. If you don't know the number, you can put 000.
Okay. You said Medicaid ID, just put 000.
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much to you for your time. You have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.